Welcome to Tunage, a new music podcast made for the Pioneer, Cooper Union student-run newspaper. In each episode, we will cover a wide variety of music selections, all catered towards a specific theme. We will play our selected songs in addition to sharing the reasons why we chose them. So wherever you're listening from, just sit back and let us soundtrack your next hour. Tunage is recorded in the Pioneer office at 41 Cooper Square. Levels are infinity and beyond. Sipping on that lemon, aid. I need a Beyonce. Can't see straight, these shades of Celine Dion. Sucks you can't gas me up. Shout out to Elon. My name is Brandon. I am a junior civil engineering student, so I haven't gotten used to that. And I'm joined here today by my lovely panel of Pioneer staff members. Since this is our first episode, I guess we should like introduce ourselves to, I mean, we know each other, but to the audience. I'm going to be that guy on the first day. And okay, everyone go around.
What the?
First names, major, fun fact. No, don't do fun fact. Everyone go around. Okay.
Okay.
Wait, me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I'm Kavya. I'm a junior BSc.
I'm Pranav.
Okay. Just Pranav.
I'm Olivia, and I'm a junior Mekki.
I'm Brian, and I'm a junior electrical engineer.
So, we are here today to share some music. Today's theme is, well, in each episode, we're going to cover a different theme. It could cover a genre, it could cover a mood, it could cover any kind of decade. Whatever it is, we'd love to hear your feedback on it, so feel free to shoot us any suggestions on possible themes in the future. And we're going to play the songs for you and basically discuss them. Honestly, it's good that I kind of screwed up my year because it kind of works as a good segue into our theme. It marks the start of a new school year, which also marks the end of summer. So we are here today to celebrate the sounds of summer and the songs that soundtrack our sunny days and cool nights. Whether you spend your summer partying, Kavya's laughing. Whether you spent your summer partying or
he said hot days and cool nights.
I said sunny days and cool nights.
Damn. Kavya.
Is it not cool in the summer? At night. Anyway.
Still pretty warm.
Yeah, you're right.
No, you just continue.
Anyway, whether you spent your summers partying or like working or traveling, we definitely all had some kind of playlist or album that we went to right away to listen to, so we are here to cover that. I don't know about you guys. Wait, did anyone travel internationally this summer? Where'd you go?
I went to Korea.
And that's it?
Did you go?
Oh, I did. Oh. I went to India.
India? Okay. Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but over here in the States, like, Despacito was inescapable. Was it just as inescapable for you guys?
Was that your song of the summer?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. I actually have a good story about Despacito. It was in India. I went to Amritsar, which is like a holy city in the state of Punjab. And while we were there, I went to like this ancient ruin of some whatever place. And as part, like the tourism department had done this like thing outside where they had these like stands with these big screens that had basically a music player app on them. I don't know why, but they did. And it was free to anyone, like go play whatever song, like look it up, click play, and you could just listen to whatever music you wanted to outside this. Basically, it's a tourist attraction. And there's these like, you know, those kids who like roam around in groups and they all have like the one thing that unifies them, whatever
like
it is.
Or whatever.
Like a t-shirt or whatever. So they were playing Despacito, and oh my god, just the weirdest thing.
At a temple?
At a temple. Outside a temple. But it was like an ancient temple. I'm like, why?
Was it the OG version or the Justin Bieber remix?
I don't remember. But they were watching the video with it.
Oh my god.
So, yeah.
What's the video?
I think the video is the OG.
Oh.
I guess it was the OG. Yeah, they were watching the video with the dancing.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Well, wow. What a very religious moment, I guess.
I guess.
How about you, Olivia? In Korea, was Despacito anywhere?
Some parts of Korea where there's a lot of international students and, like, international, I guess, like, people, mm-hmm. they were playing a lot of American pop songs, and I think one of them was playing it, but, like, they just play a lot of old songs, too, because it kind of hits late sometimes, so, yeah.
Vice versa, too. I feel like a lot of the stuff that is popular internationally, like, hits stateside so delayed.
Definitely.
We can go right into our songs of the summer. I guess it's the first episode. I guess I'll go first. So my song is a song called Crew. It's by Goldlink featuring Brent Faiyaz and Shy Glizzy. I have a lot of good memories listening to this song, just, like, driving down, like, certain streets. I remember listening to this, like, with my friends in Boston, like, while we were driving around town at night. And, you know, it's just, like, a really good come-down song, especially when you're coming back from, like, the function. You just need to, like, chill out a bit. The production is really nice. The chorus is such a vibe. And Goldlink and Shy Glizzy, I think that's the other rapper on it, yeah. Trade off verses very easily, and the transitions are really nice. So, yeah, this is Crew.
She see money all around me. I look like I'm the man. Yeah, but I was counting up like last week. Tell me, where have you been? You came out of hiding, girl. Don't act like I'm your man. I'm just a fan. Nigga with a sick ass mouth and a slick ass flow. Catch a bitch around me, nigga, ain't a plan. When I'm coming for the kitty, got my full goddamn. Do it for my niggas in the coast right there. Do it for my niggas in the ghost right now. Niggas got killed for the boy, living dreams in the hills, and they watching for the boy right now. Goddamn, what a time, what a year. We are what them young boys feel. I kill, never be killed, that's real, no lie. You can tell that from my peers right now. Don't you wanna fuck me now? Don't you wanna love me down? Girl, you can't tie me down like Ray J said, but no, I'm down. Freaky nigga, show me something. Shake it like you owe me something. Pushing on a pussy like a button. Came for a time, fifth time, you bust. Still getting rowdy in a function. Bitches on my dick like it's nothing. Everywhere I go now, always got shit bumping, jumping, jumping, jumping.
Hey, nice to meet. I'm young, hey, who you be? Down the peace in Southeast. Got her clapping to this beat. She invite me to her crib. I walk in, she see my heat. She said, but I live in the hills. Bitch, that's just the way I sleep. Stop that madness, I'm a savage. In traffic with Mac 11s. Bad bitch, and she's Spanish. I fired a call of buses. We get nasty, I'm her daddy. She know a nigga ain't average. Ain't nothing wrong with fake asses. Bitch, turn around, let's make magic. I'm geeking, I'm on it. Don't look at me like you want it. No. Tell them that we ain't stunting it. Fourth down, we ain't punting it. King of this track, Columbia. Can't come here without a permit. This shit really a jungle. Gorillas and anacondas.
This shit money.
What's the function?
Yeah. The function is like any. The function is
a map of input and output.
The function is a catch-all term for like any like kind of like a banger or like Getty or like, you know, a turn up or like just a link up.
Come on, Kavya. Come on, Kavya. What are you asking me? You think I know?
Valid question.
Okay, so yeah, that was a song. What is happening, Mark?
What?
What is happening?
What does what mean?
What is happening is what he's asking.
Oh, he's just... Focus. Ignore. Okay.
Okay, so should we move on to our next song?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, Brian, what you got for us today?
Oh, I picked Humble by Kendrick Lamar his new album, Damn, which was one of my favorite albums so far this year. I was out in Oregon this summer, and there's a super low-key vibe out there. I was doing a lot of work, and I needed something to keep me feeling hype. Keep me feeling up, so I listen to this song a lot.
What were you doing in Oregon?
I was doing math research, which is pretty lame. Yeah, I was doing RU. So it was like, yeah, everything was
that's
like,
not lame.
Well, everything was super like slow paced and low key. So
were you in Portland?
No, that's the worst part, right? I was like an hour out of Portland and on Oregon State's campus. It's like super boring town, nothing to do. Yeah.
Do you say Portland's the worst part?
Is it Portland the hipster part?
Oh, not being in Portland is the worst part. Oh, so you were like in Bumblefuck?
Yeah, exactly. But Portland's great.
Hey, I've been there.
That's my favorite place.
We're up in Bumblefuck.
Oh, so you're listening to Humble in Bumblefuck, Oregon.
Absolutely.
Amazing. That is such a vibe.
Should I play it?
Yeah, let's listen.
Okay.
Wicked or weakness, you gotta see this. I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Vanessa nigga with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan where my accountant lives, in fact I'm down in this. Douce with my boo babe tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy a Westie world with my base stuff. Ooh, that pussy good, won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty once you let me do the extras. Pull up on your block, then break it down, we playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Out your per diem, you just gotta hate them funk. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes funk. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk. My left stroke just went viral. Right stroke, put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on a high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Bitch. Hold up, bitch.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Bitch, sit down.
Be
humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Bitch, sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Who that nigga thinking that he frontin' on man, man? Get the fuck off my stage. I'm the same man. Get the fuck off my dick. That ain't right. Play fucking up your whole life. I'm so fucking sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro with your bra. Show me something natural like ass with some stretch marks. Still a take you down right on your mama couch in polo sock. Ayy, this shit way too crazy. Ayy, you do not amaze me. Ayy, I blew cool from ACA. Obama just paged me. Ayy, I don't fabricate it. Ayy, most of y'all be faking. Ayy, I stay modest about it. Ayy, she elaborated. Ay, this that great Poupon, that Avion, that TED Talk. Ay, watch my soul speak, you let the meds talk. Ay, if I kill a nigga, it won't be the alcohol. Ay, I'm the realest nigga after all. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down.
Hold up,
be humble. I always ask people these questions, like, what's their favorite Kendrick album?
Oh,
yeah, mine is definitely To Pimp a Butterfly.
I still have a soft spot for Good Kid, M.A.A.D City.
What's yours? You listen to Kendrick? You don't listen to Kendrick? Honestly, I hate you.
You know, Kendrick Lamar released like a ranking of his own albums.
Oh, what do you rank?
He put To Pimp a Butterfly at the bottom.
Wow.
Which is like, or second to last, like after Section 80, which is barely an album.
Oh my
like,
God.
What did he say was number one? Damn.
Damn. Which is like, objectively.
I mean, you put his most recent one, obviously, right? You like the most recent stuff you've done.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anyone's like, I like
that's recency effect.
Yeah.
Shout
the
out to that's a recency effect. Shout out to AP Psych.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He's talking about psychology, man. He's an intellectual.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Get at our level. Damn.
Ah! Yeah, there's so many albums.
Oh my God.
There's so many.
Anyway,
you guys are really like four. It spiked up a little.
So. Who's up next? Oh, Kavya. You're up next, Kavya.
Ah,
what'd you bring for us today?
So, I brought Walking the Wire by Imagine Dragons. Imagine Dragons has always been, like, my like, favorite artist growing up. Actually, like, in high school, so not really growing up.
I was gonna say.
I was like, oh my God, I've listened to Imagine Dragons since I was in
diapers. Have you seen them live?
No, but I'm seeing them live next month in Brooklyn, which is super exciting.
Where are they playing?
Barclay
Center.
Yeah, I don't pronounce it.
Love okay. Barclay Center.
Yeah, it's my first concert where I'm also like sitting down and not standing up in the general wherever.
Oh, you're sitting in Barclays?
Yeah.
You're not on the floor?
No.
Oh.
You paid extra for that?
You have to pay extra for being on the floor.
Yeah, to be on the floor. It's funny. It's like in order to be like in order to be inconvenienced, you have to pay extra.
Yeah, it's weird. Anyways,
thank you, Ticketmaster.
Sponsor me.
Yeah, you go to, like, every single concert in the world. That's
no,
true.
Don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, every all of the ones in New York.
All the ones in New York, basically. Okay.
Why are we talking about logistically?
Let's talk about logistics.
Okay, back to the point.
Oh, sorry. Imagine Dragons, guys.
Okay, yes. This was, I think, their second song they released, or maybe the third. I can't remember. No, from this album. They released this album, like, end of June, and it was, like, the beginning of summer they released this song. And I remember, like, the first time I heard it, I was literally, like, on the way to Penn Station or whatever, and the song was just, it was so sweet and cute, and I was just like, aw. Yeah, that's basically it. And I listened to it, like, all the time.
I think the first time I've heard, like, Imagine Dragons was in the Perks of Being a Wallflower trailer, right?
because I think It's Time was in the Perks Being Well
First. It's Time was in so many trailers, and Radioactive too. Yeah. Kendrick Lamar did a thing with Radioactive.
Oh yeah, Kendrick does have a
It's
Radioactive
Time
remix.
Was almost my graduating, like high school graduation song, which
that's cute.
Sucked.
Wait,
why
really?
Would it have sucked?
I think that's kind of cute.
It's kind of cute.
I think that's pretty cool.
Mine's always super cheesy. Like
yeah,
like,
we had that fucking vitamin C like. <"It's> so cute, girl. That one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god.
Mine was
oh,
like no. the It's Been a Long Day.
It's been a long. Oh,
I don't know. I
the Charlie
title.
The Wiz Khalifa. See you again.
In the end, we got the song from Brother Bear.
Is it Brother?
What?
I haven't seen Brother Bear.
Like, how does it go? Pranav, you want to sing for us?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm avoiding karaoke right now.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
For what?
No, I
was kidding. I have it. I know what it's called. Colin, Phil Collins.
Oh,
Phil Collins,
Phil Collins
on my way. Phil Collins on my way. That's the one.
Oh, yeah. I think It's Time is better.
It's Time, I think, is like It's Time is a very good song. So let's
Feels
see.
Good.
Have you heard Phil Collins on my way?
No.
Yes.
Have you?
I was not preparing to play.
I'm just biased.
Play
that shit. Anyway, all right. Okay.
Let's
I'm
check.
This
let's
song.
Check this out.
Do you feel the same when I'm away from you? Do you know the line that I'd walk for you? We could turn around and we could give it up, but we'll take what comes, take what comes. Oh, the storm is raging against us now. If you're afraid of falling, then don't look down. But we took the step, but we took the leap, and we'll take what comes, take what comes. Feel the wind. Feel the rush way up here. We're walking the wire, love. We're walking the wire, love. We're gonna be higher up. We're walking the wire, wire, wire. There's nights we had to just walk.
That was like very powerful. I feel like it was like in a montage for something. Actually, it works in a trailer of a YA novel too, though.
YA novel?
Like a YA novel.
Dead ass. Young adult.
Yeah.
Dead ass.
Like, I think Imagine Dragons are for like YA novels, but it's nice because it's like.
Is it just because
one?
Of Perks of Being a Wallflower?
Yeah, yeah.
Just because of that?
I never watched that.
You never watched
Did
it?
You read it?
Nope.
Oh.
I think the movie was written in the book.
Who's it by?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Some John Green.
We all have access to the internet.
So we all have like a laptop in front of us. The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Is that's the one with Logan Lerman and
yeah.
Emma
else.
Watson.
Emma Watson, yeah.
Yeah. Stephen Chbosky.
Chbosky?
And he directed it too. Wow. The author directed the movie too.
Yeah.
Oh, like,
wow.
I feel like Imagine Dragons music is like super cinematic on purpose. So I mean it's no surprise that it's like
They do a lot of soundtracks for movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd imagine their live shows would be like just as cinematic.
Yes,
probably.
I'm so excited.
Is there a story for their name? Do you know?
No idea. I know that they're from Utah. That's all I know.
I don't think they have dragons in Utah.
I don't think so
right now.
Dragons in Utah.
Yo, Olivia, what you got for us today?
That's like the first time anyone has called me that.
Olivia?
Yeah, like people call me Olive or like.
Dude, Dude, I call you Olivia. Yeah. I've never called you Olive before.
Small Olivia.
Small?
Small Olivia.
Small Olivia.
Small Olivia.
That should be your Instagram name. Small Olivia.
How do you want to be referred to in this podcast?
Small Olivia.
Small Olivia. Okay, we're just going to call you Small Olivia.
I'm so sad.
Small Olivia. Small Olivia, what do you have for us today?
So when I think of summer, I think of like bouncy and light and like very catchy and like some easygoing vibes. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I picked Cruisin' by Sam Annette. It's a cover of an original by Smokey Robinson from like 1979. So I like this one a lot better because it has a more jazzy hip hop feel to it. And that's one of my favorite, like a mix of two of my favorite genres. So yeah, I hope you guys like it.
I've never heard of this artist before. How did you discover the
song? Oh, he's from San Diego. That's why I know him. So, because I'm from California. Yeah, so he does a lot of covers. He does a lot of like jazz, like mellow stuff. He has his own, what's it called? Record label called Deep Matter. And yeah, so the person that collabed with him for this specific song is also from the same record label. Yeah, so yeah, he's kind of low-key, but I really like his songs.
Does he have like an album out or just
he has several albums. My favorite is like Romantic Raps. Yeah,
it's called Romantic Raps.
Yes, but it's like it's really cute. I like it.
Rap can be romantic.
Rap can be romantic.
I agree.
Sensual, you know.
Oh my god,
I'm just playing this song.
Olivia, that was a very good song.
Thanks, man.
We actually, I just realized, I know this song, but I'm trash, so I know it for the like Gwyneth Paltrow version because it was a cover.
She sings.
It plays on like 106.7.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, Gwyneth Paltrow
now
sings?
That you mentioned, I remember
that. Is she an actress?
Yeah, but she sings too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, there's so many different covers by like famous people for this song.
But I'm trash, so I know it for the one plays that one on 106.7.
Yeah.
Light FM.
Shout out to 106.7, guys. Do you know 106.7?
No, I have no idea.
So 106.7. We get it if you live in like New Jersey or like New York.
No, only like Central North Jersey. South Jersey is a different station.
True, true, true. And it's like adult.
It's a different planet. It's a different, yeah.
No, that's it is. Like if you're not from New Jersey, like South Jersey, and we don't claim South Jersey. You're Central, so you're fine. Okay. But anyway, yeah, 106.7 is like the station that plays adult contemporary, and they play like. So they play like 80s music, or they play like mom pop, like current
like
mom
Mariah
pop.
Mariah Carey.
So they'll play like Cyndi Lauper, and then they'll play like Bruno Mars, and then they'll play like Blondie. And then they'll play like
Cyndi Lauper,
or like Rachel Platten fight song. Like that shit plays all the time on 106.7.
Oh, so why do you listen to 106.7?
I don't listen to it, but like that's like my go to when like I'm in the car with my parents because my parents always play it.
Oh, true, true, true.
Yeah,
my parents hate 97.1.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my god, I always troll my parents whenever like a hip hop song comes on. She's like, "Who's this?" And I always tell my mom, "Oh, it's Adele."
It's Adele.
I always
Mom, it's Bruno Mars.
Like, it's gonna be like the most obscure song ever, and just like, oh, this is Adele. Oh yeah, I did that for like EXO Tour Life, like the little Uzi Vert song. Like, all my friends are dead. Yeah, Mom, there's a new Adele single.
Oh my god.
Does she believe you?
She hates me.
Okay. Do you have any older siblings?
Yeah, I have an older sister.
That's why she hates you.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, Pranav, it's your turn. You're up. You're our last one. What is your song of the summer, Pranav?
It's Feels by Calvin Harris. It started off as a very, like, catchy tune. And now it's quite overplayed, but I, you know, just being honest, it does remind me of this summer.
Mm-hmm. Does it give you the feels?
The feels. Let's play it first, and then I'll tell a story.
All right.
Make an entrance. Do you like getting paid or getting paid attention? Like, you mix the wrong guys with the right intentions. In the same bed, but it still feel long distance. Yeah, yeah. You're looking for a little more consistency. But when you stop looking, you're gonna find what's meant to be. And honestly, I'm way too done with the hoes. I cut off all my X's for your X and O's. I feel my old flings was just preparing me. When I say I want you, say it back, parakeet. Fly your first class through the air, Airbnb. I'm the best you had, you just be comparing me to me. I'ma add this at you. If I put you on my phone and upload it, it'd get maximum views. I came through in the clutch, more than lipsticks and phones. Wore your fave cologne just to get you along.
Don't be afraid to catch pills.
Don't be afraid to catch these pills.
Other story with this song is from the same trip. I had rented this car, and what I was doing was driving from Orlando, which is where I was working this summer. I was driving to Miami to pick up my girlfriend who was visiting me that weekend. It was 4th of July weekend. We had 4 days off. It was great.
Ew.
Yeah, it was kind of ew. It's all like, wow, you're just gonna go pick someone up. It's so adult, but yeah. So I'm picking her up, and we're going to Key West that weekend, and our plan is that we had booked an Airbnb in Key West, and it was a boat. So it was docked somewhere in Key West, and it was a boat. It was the cheapest thing by far in Key West on 4th of July weekend because all the hotels are booked out, and their minimums were like two nights, $200, that kind of stuff. I'm like, no. So this boat was, I think, like 50, 60 a night, pretty good. But there were some like things that were sus about it. We knew it was a little sus going into it. The renter said you needed to kayak to the boat because it wasn't docked that close to land.
So you had to take a boat to go to your boat.
Yeah. Exactly. You had to take a boat to go to the boat.
Damn. So, some people are dying.
I mean, he just said you'll find a kayak, you kayak to the...
What if you get on the wrong one?
Right? What if you get on the wrong one? But anyway, we got, also it didn't have an address, it just had coordinates on GPS.
Wow.
Yeah, so
this is sus as hell.
It was sus,
sus as hell.
So we show up at the coordinates, we call the guy, and he's like, oh, I'm not around, but he described where the kayak was. It was just kind of behind a tree somewhere here. It wasn't really a dock, this was the back of a government office on the side of the highway. It was so bad. Like, this was getting more and more sus, and we're like, wait a second, this is so bad. But since we're there, like, we might, like, here's the kayak. What's the worst thing that could happen, right? We could see the boat. It wasn't that far away. It was, like, I don't know, maybe a minute if you paddle fast. Like, it was really, you could see it. You could see features on the boat.
Was it a nice boat?
It was pretty big. But, you know, I mean, how much can you see about the boat from a distance, right? You can just see it has sails. It has a motor, like, you know. Anyways, we paddle up to the boat. Well, first, getting onto the kayak was hard as shit. You got to pick the paddle off the tree. It was, like, higher up in the tree. Pick the kayak off and throw it in the water. And then, since the kayak's going to be floating around, you can hop into the kayak somehow. And then
without falling in the water.
Without falling in the water, because you have your stuff that you don't want to get wet, right? So we're just being a bit adventurous. We're like, we don't have anything else booked, right? Like, there aren't many other options right now. So let's get on the kayak. Let's go to this boat. We kayak to the boat and have our difficult time getting onto the boat too, because it's two inexperienced people trying to get onto a boat. Yeah. There's this, like, rope ladder off the side of the boat.
Can you both swim?
Yeah, we can both swim. It was, and there weren't waves.
I can't swim either.
I would just go back home. At that
you just drive back home.
Yeah. Yeah. Peace out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this isn't a story with a happy ending. I'm just saying. Yeah, so, well, depends where I end the story, I guess. Eventually there's a happy ending.
Oh my god. Is the boat ratchet as hell?
Yes, the boat was ratchet as hell. So ratchet. We got on the boat. There's no electricity. There's no running water. The bathroom
continue.
I mean, you're surrounded by water, I guess. But still, if you wanted a shower, there's no shower. There's no electricity. That means no fan, no charging your phone, no... I mean, forget Wi-Fi. Like, forget that. But there was just stuff everywhere, like piles of books inside the bathroom. So you couldn't really use it for anything. There was also, like, plates with, like, food debris. I want to call it debris because it was, like, food debris. And we noped the fuck out of there really fast. We took a lot of photos and just, like, paddled back to shore, left the kayak however the fuck we found it, like, approximately how we found it, just threw it there, and got back to shore where we got signal and called Airbnb. Like, we didn't even bother calling the renter. We just called Airbnb and, like, listen, here are photos. This place was really, really bad. You've already taken our money, so help us find another place to stay, right? And they're like, hold on, we'll get in touch with the renter. And they were pretty fast about it. And I think within an hour, they're back like, yeah, that place is definitely, it should not have been like that. That's not habitable. It doesn't follow this city code.
Habitable.
Yeah.
Like after
all that. Yeah, like after all that. And they give us Airbnb credit. But all the other Airbnbs are mad expensive. So they give us like, how much we paid plus another $150, right? So it's pretty good. From their point of view, they're giving us like kind of a lot. Like we paid, I think, one night on the boat was $60, and then they paid us $120 or $150 extra. But it's all Airbnb credit and nothing else. I'm telling you, nothing else on 4th of July weekend in Key West last minute is under $200. Like there's nothing there,
yeah,
right? So we're looking, we call Airbnb again, like, listen, there's nothing on your, like, we're looking at what's available. You only have, like, I don't know, 12 or 13 listings left last minute. We're asking for a room pretty much now. Like, it's 6 p.m. We need a room by 10 p.m., right? And they're like, okay, this money can also be used at a hotel. Like, if you want to use, like, go get a hotel room and we'll pay you back for the hotel room, right? And again, this is, like, amazing service from Airbnb. But at this point, there's no hotel rooms in Key West that are empty. Like, forget even $200. Like, there just aren't any. You know, like, you call them and they laugh at you and hang up. Like, what are you asking? It's 4th of July weekend.
Damn. Right? Was it, like, that Friday of 4th?
It was, like, July 3rd going into July 4th.
Oh,
it
my
was
God.
The day, right? Everyone's there. And we're like, shit. And so, I don't know if you know about where Key West is. It's, you drive from Miami on basically a long series of bridges. You drive about 2 hours to get to Key West. And so by this time it was like 10-ish p.m. We've had dinner. We've had a little bit to drink. We're like, okay, I mean, we should go back to mainland Florida to sleep, right? But we'd also booked a snorkeling thing in the morning, so we'd have to drive there and drive back. And basically, it's like the combination of we've had a little bit to drink. It's not going to be good driving there and back in the short amount of time
you
that we have.
You sleep in your car?
We slept in the car. It was bad. We slept in this tiny car that we rented.
What was the car?
We went. It was a Mitsubishi Mirage or something like that. It was tiny, tiny. Like the thing wouldn't go past like 90 miles an hour, honestly.
And so this song reminds you of that.
Yeah. Like, so this car is like we parked the car as far away from people as possible.
This is a mess.
It is such a mess.
This is a mess.
This is such a mess. It was bad.
I'm sad that this song has been tainted by.
I know, right? I mean, I'd say we still had fun because a lot of it's just like seeing new places and being together. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
don't be afraid
adventure.
To catch feels.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or you know, take a shower.
Or take a shower. Yeah. Or take a shower. Well, that concludes the songs portion of this podcast. Hopefully our selections brought you back some good summer vibes as we continue into September. We got a new issue of The Pioneer out today, volume 97, issue 1. Volume 97, the fuck?
Almost 100.
Sorry?
Almost at 100.
Almost 100.
We won't be there for that.
We won't be there for that, though.
We will be here, but not here.
Like here, yeah, yeah.
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure.
Don't do your mess.
Kavi, you want to give us a quick brief of the new issue?
So we have a lot of cool articles coming out in this issue, including an article on the DACA repeal, the recent hurricanes, Faces of Cooper, both new professors and students. And we also have a music review by very own Brian.
Ooh, Brian, what'd you review for us?
Yeah, I reviewed the new Taylor Swift tracks, the two new singles that she released
in the
past
Wolf,
month.
During class, was like, he was like, oh, you guys have really bad music taste, but I really like Taylor Swift. And I was like,
that's when you know.
Yeah, that's when you know.
When Wolf likes Taylor Swift, that's when you know.
What was he talking about? Like, wait,
he
said you guys have bad music.
He was talking about, like, waves and vibrations, and he was like, but most of your music tastes are bad anyways. And he's like, but I do like Taylor Swift.
Well then, oof. Professor Wolf, if you're listening, you should read my review of the new Taylor Swift tracks. Yeah, I'm just going to probably be doing these some sort of review in every issue if this one goes fairly well. Track reviews, probably going to review the new album, Taylor Swift's new album,
Reputation.
When it comes out, too.
When's
yeah,
it coming
Reputation.
Out?
It's coming out on, apparently,
November.
The day of
Kanye
West's
mom's
death anniversary.
Yeah, that's definitely not on purpose, but also fairly disrespectful.
It's definitely a reach. The Kanye fans that are on her ass for that.
How
is definitely...
Taylor Swift not the first thing that comes up when you Google the word reputation? She
yeah,
should have co-opted it by now.
Look What You Made Me Do and Ready For It, right?
Ready For It, yeah.
Great. Oh my god. What is she doing?
It comes out November 10th. She's doing something different, I guess. I guess, like, she always does something fairly different whenever she releases a new album, right?
Yeah.
Like, she's already, like, spanned pop country to, like, total pop to, you know, now
there's
whatever
like, 80s
she's
pop,
now.
And then now
yeah.
she's, like, in
TBT's
some
and Teardrops
kind of
on my guitar. Yeah.
Yo.
And, like, Love Story.
Yeah.
You Belong With Me? Those were bops.
But now it's, like, trap influenced. There's a level of...
Rapping.
You would ever thought, like... Taylor Swift would have 808s on her songs, right?
Really? I'm not so surprised. It feels like everyone's doing it now. It's just like...
The Love Story era Taylor Swift, like, Teardrops on My Guitar Taylor Swift, you would never think, like, she'd be, like, writing these beats.
No, yeah. I agree. But
I don't think she is writing.
I mean, she's, like, more so, like, struggling to stay on
just
the road.
Just being honest.
She's, like, struggling to stay on the road, if anything.
That is a fair assessment.
Oh, my girl Taylor. All right, yeah, so we'll look forward to that. You'll see that all in the new issue of The Pioneer. You can pick up a copy of The Pioneer at any newspaper stand at your local Cooper building or right here on pioneer.cooper.edu. We also apparently have issues in The Bean?
Maybe.
It
depends, right?
That'd be cool.
That'd be
maybe,
really cool.
Kind of.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe not for this one.
This is the first time Matt and Kavi are hearing about this.
Oh, it does?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh. But yeah, we do have The Bean there. But anyway. Read an issue at The Bean.
Yeah.
To get the whole Cooper experience.
While listening
listen
to
the podcast,
podcast,
read The Pioneer, all at The Bean.
Nice.
Yeah. Aesthetic.
And with that, that concludes this episode of Tunage. I'd like to thank everyone here on the panel for sitting in with me. It's all of you out there for listening with us. We will be back with a new theme and new music to listen to on the next episode, coming out with the next issue of The Pioneer. Feel free to sound off in the comments right here on pioneer.cooper.edu. Drop us some feedback for anything tunage or pioneer related. But yeah, that's that on that. This has been Tunage. We will see you on the next one. 'Cause on the aisle, come get my